Blog Talk Radio.
Nice at the round table, man. This is. I think this is meant to be. I'm vibing, though. Think about that stuff, right? Could stop.
Have you ever made love to a stranger before? Danger, danger. Will I remain being ignored? Does the mainstream go to war? Play the game, change the score. I'm with Elaine and I'm a new man. Now where's Kramer and George? Got a Russian lawyer called Boris. Get me off the hook like a Taurus. And his brother's name is Igor. He's a bodyguard, he forces. Take care of the warrants. Duct tape the informants. Leave him hot tied by the door. And then stack him up with the corpses. Of course.
Yeah. You're now checking out speakradio.com. It is a cool, nice day in New York right now. We will have Nico in the building. We just played a song, a part of it, Fifi, I think that's called. But I think we may have him in the building right now. Let's see. Full Seven, you in the building. Who we got there?
What's good, man?
Who's this?
It's Nico. Nico is.
Oh, that's what's up, man. I thought that might be you. So what's going on, man?
Good.
How you doing?
I'm vibing, bro. I'm good, man. I appreciate you having me on the show.
Yo, no problem, man. Yo, whenever we hear some music that's dope music and, you know, we think people might enjoy it, hey, why not? You know what I mean?
I dig that. Hell yeah, I dig that.
So maybe you could tell the people, you know, your new fans, the people that are going to be gravitating to the new music. Maybe you can tell them a little bit about you and what you're working on right now.
For sure. My name is Nico Is. You can catch me on Twitter at Nico High. I just dropped a project in December called Chill Cosby. That was the second installment in the Chillogy. I'm dropping three albums. I dropped Chill Nye. I dropped Chill Cosby. And then the next one, which will probably be like 5 years from now, will be probably Chill Clinton. So until then, I'm finishing up the album, which is Brutus, and that's my baby right there. It's my masterpiece. We've been working on that for a while. I've been just dropping mixtapes and EPs and some singles and videos until we had everything right, had the paperwork right, you know, make sure we do it the right way. And we're almost there, you know. It's all produced by my producer, thanks Joey, and New South. And that's what it is, Brutus.
Okay.
Nico is Brutus.
Okay. All right, that's what's up, man. When I heard your music, I was like, yo, the sound is really unique. Did you actually, was that something that came just out of you going in the studio and doing music, or did you, like, sit back and say, yo, I want to come up with this new sound to try to introduce it to people?
Well, the thing is, I mean, I've been rapping for like 11 years and taking it pretty seriously for about like half that time. And my, you know, like when you're first making music, I feel everything is experimentation until you find your sound, until you find your voice, and your identity in the music. At first I was, you know, just doing what I was around. I was more street oriented, and I was just a little lost until I finally, you know, it just became natural. I stopped trying. You know, when I stopped trying, that's when it started happening, and the sound started, you know, morphing into what it is now. And now it's just natural. I don't try to be different. You know, I don't go in there with expectations or a certain idea of what, you know. I just do it. And I'm blessed to have a wonderful team around me and producers who know exactly what I want and push the envelope with me at the same time, you know?
Okay. Yeah, the production on your stuff kind of reminded me of, like the Heatmakers, when they would take, like, the voices and stuff and they would kind of...
I love the Heatmakers. Hell yeah.
They kind of speeded up the voices a little bit. And they kind of reminded me of that. I was like, yo, they got that kind of... that early Cam'ron vibe type thing going on.
Yo, I'm actually trying to holler at Heatmakers on for real, like, on the next project. I've always been a fan, man. Like, I'm a huge Cam'ron, you know, early Dipset fan. even early Cam, before all that shit. And I don't know, they used to be the shit, you know? And I think they just kind of, I don't know, they're doing their own thing, you know? I think they need to come back. I think there's a need for heat makers, you know, and fire.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I know those guys. I knew those guys for years, man. Maybe we can make that happen. We'll have them holla at y'all.
Oh, yeah, that'd be dope.
Most definitely. So, you got any up and coming shows like in your area or in our area anywhere? Oh, we're in New York, by the way.
Yeah, definitely. I just played like my own headlining show here in Orlando. Like 2 weeks ago, that went extremely successful. We packed the house.
Nice.
I had my homies open up. It was a really good time. It was an awesome time, actually. And now I'm pretty much in recording mode. So we're finishing up this album. And I'm playing some shows here and there. I'm opening up a show with Blue at the end of the month. And I got a bunch of other up-and-coming performances like that. But we're going to try to finish the album first before we dive deep into touring and shit, you know. And we'll probably get a little college tour going and shit. Some shit like that. But I want to make sure Brutus is done and you know, perfected. Because that's it, you know.
Okay. So you're indie right now as far as your label situation, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay. So if you had to make a choice, like let's hypothetically speaking, if you had to make a choice on a particular label that you think that would know how to market your music and your sound, where do you think that label might be? Or just throwing a label out there just by their track record, you know, that of dealing with artists of your caliber, what do you think?
I mean, that's tricky, man. You know, like we've been doing some shit, and recently there's been some attention, and I've been trying to stray away from that until it's completely imperative that we need a major. You know, because a major early on in this process, where I'm not national yet, fully national. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm starting, I'm getting there, but before that, it's kind of like overkill. You know, so I want to make sure we're comfortable as a team. You know, all in house to then go. And I would probably try to go like stick like the, you know, like indie major route, like Rostrum, you know, or something like that, like somebody who knows how to market like type of music I make, you know, and
yeah.
I'm down for whatever, you know. It has to make sense for me, you know. Like I'm not just in it for the short run, you know.
Exactly. And I see a lot of artists, they're so enthusiastic about getting on a label that they kind of they're not selective, and they kind of take
Absolutely.
The first thing that they kind of take the first thing that comes along, and then it turns out to not to be a good fit, and then it makes them look bad as an artist. It builds that reputation of them, you know, not being reliable. You know,
it's
because
just,
like when
many people are just stuck on like the glamour and glitz and the fame, and you know, rap has gotten real materialistic, you know, and that's dope. I fuck with it, you know, but it's like everybody else is kind of, you know, they put it on this pedestal. It's like, well, Rick Ross is living like this, you know, like I have to, you know, like put myself out like that. And then within that, they start losing that identity, you know what I'm saying? And it just becomes about getting on and making it. And
I think
you know, this is music. This is serious to me, you know, like this is not just to fuck around. You know, it is a business. And now I get that, not have the proper management, and, you know, we're doing much better because I don't give a fuck about the business, you know. I'm starting to now. I have to now. That's what sucks. But it's good. It's good that this shit's opening my mind, you know, because I was very gullible earlier. I just, you know, I do it for the art, and then, you know, management came in, and they're kind of like, yo, you need to, you know, focus more on this shit. And I'm like, well, that's good. Everyone plays their part, you know.
Exactly. And what another thing is a lot of rappers, they're signing to other rappers. And then when it doesn't work out, they jump on another team. So now they're looking like, you know, crew hoppers, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
It just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good as an artist because it seems like, okay, if somebody offers you a slightly better deal, you're ready to bounce and jump on another team. So you know, it's just like
it's
there's no
loyalty.
Loyalty,
you know?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like, think of, like, old rock, you know. I'm trying to build something like that, you know. Like, they came out, like, Jay was like, man, fuck everyone, I'm doing this on my own, you know, and dropped Reasonable Doubt on his own, and boom. And then just created this dynasty, you know, like, off his own, and didn't give in, you know. And that's how more people should think, you know, more, like, about the music and take themselves seriously as a brand, as opposed to just, you know, quick money. You know, quick money is easy to make in the rap game, man. You know, like, I've been there. I've been offered so much shit, so much stupid shit, that just wouldn't make sense, you know. It's just, it's not what I'm in it for, you know.
Yeah, exactly. You gotta come in it with a, from a realistic point of view. When you do that, then anything that happens, it won't be disappointing. You'll know, okay, I expected that, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. So how do you feel like, I noticed that you're pretty busy on Twitter. How do you feel that social media is helping you brand yourself?
I mean, see, that's like a double-edged sword for me, because I'm not really, I don't really want to be too engaged in social networking, you know. I think that's where a lot of artists go wrong, is that they put too much of themselves out there, you know. And I try to, like, you know, like, I mean, I kind of have to at this point, you know, for interaction, and you know, I'm still coming. You know, I can't go obscure. I want to just not have anything, but unfortunately, we live in a world where we have to, you know, keep, you know, be relevant, be accessible, so to say.
Yeah.
So it's it opens a lot of doors, you know. Like, my fans are growing exponentially everywhere, you know. Like, we have, like, analytics where it tells us, oh, shit's, you know, like, you got fans over here, you got fans over here, all through the internet, you know. Just viral, you know, and it's pretty dope, man. It's really surreal how many people you can reach at this point.
Exactly. There's no limit. Which is crazy in itself. But comparing social media to kind of reality TV, because I was talking to an artist one time, and they were like, oh, I would never do a reality show because my life is too crazy, and it just wouldn't make sense. But, you know, they'll go on Twitter and say, oh, my girl is doing this. Oh, my man is doing this. So it's like you're putting your stuff out there. You already got a reality show going on.
Hey, Twitter is the biggest reality show, man. You know, people misuse that shit. They misuse it, man. They, you know, you can't portray yourself like that. You're an artist. You know, the artists I grew up idolizing, you know, weren't accessible. Like, I didn't know what Biggie was doing every day. You know, I don't know what Jay was doing every day. You know, he wasn't posting Instagram pictures, and that's what artists have to be. You know, like, think like Prince. Like, these people are, like, larger than life. Madonna, you know, like, fucking Paul McCartney. These motherfuckers, they're not, like, accessible like that. You know, they're not on Twitter. Hey, honey has one tweet. You know, like, because people know, bro, Jay's not sitting in Tribeca, you know, like, tweeting his ass off, you know, Beyonce, blah, blah, blah. You know, because people understand that there's two different worlds. You know, there's a music world and there's real life, you know. And those that can blend it in the music are the successful ones, but the ones that can't, and can't distinguish, you know, like, both of them, is where you go down the drain, you know, and shit like that.
Yeah. Would you do a reality show?
Nah, probably not. No, definitely not, you know. I mean, there's going to have to be a lot of money, but most likely not. Most likely not, because I just don't want people to know how I live like that, you know, like, it's not for me, you know, like, I don't.
Do you watch Love and Hip Hop?
Yeah. No, I don't watch any reality shows. I'm anti-reality shows, I'm anti, you know, that type of shit. I'm anti-technology, man, I'm old school, like, I'm 24, bro, but I really don't get down with that type of shit, you know, like, I don't have time for that, man, sit here and watch other people live their lives on a camera, you know, for a paycheck, you know, because that's not really how it is. It's not a reality show, you know.
Exactly.
They have the spins and the climaxes and the plots, and it's like a loose reality show, And it's just not, doesn't do it for me, man. My music's a reality show, you know?
That's what's up, man.
You want the real shit, you just hear my music, you know?
Exactly, because you tell everything in your music, right?
I try to, you know?
Okay. Who would you like to work with in the future as far as teaming up? Because I noticed that we have a song right here called Steffi Graf. Is that how you pronounce it?
Steffi Graf. Yeah.
Yeah. How did that come about with Action Bronson, one of the hottest artists in hip hop right now?
Man, Bronsolini is a man, bro. I've always been a fan. I was an early fan. And then I found out he was coming to play a show in Orlando. And the promoter already knew, you know, I'd be a good fit and threw me on the bill. And I was like, all right. So I did the show. And then after that, we just made it happen, you know. My people talked to his people and shit. And we went to the stew at like 3 a.m. And it was funny because I was a little drunk, you know, like tired from the show. So was he, you know. We just got in the stew and, you know, just sparked up and vibed, played him some beats. And he chose that one, and we did it. It was a blessing. It was a good time. And I just actually did a song with Talib Kweli, too, for the new album. I did that, like, about a month ago.
Okay. So was he somebody that you really looked up to as an artist?
Fuck yeah, man. That's a legend, man. That's, like, half a black star. That's, like, he's a man, like, quality. Like, I've always been a huge fan, you know, And what's good about me is that, like, I'm the perfect hip-hop fan, you know, because I love the underground, I love the grit, I love the dirty shit, but I also get down, you know, I'm adaptable. I'm also down for the mainstream shit, the dope mainstream shit, you know, not the, like, radio mainstream, but, like, you know, I get down with that, and I like blending both worlds. That's kind of my thing, you know, like, sophisticated Southern swerve. So it's, like, the next level of Southern music, because I don't think anybody except Outkast, you know, not anybody, but there's a few dope people like Outkast, Goody Mob, like Few Mob, like all these dope Southern groups that are not necessarily Southern, you know, like Outkast is just, they transcend hip hop, you know what I'm saying? Like they've done things for hip hop that nobody's ever done. And that's, you know, I'm trying to do. And that's how the Talib song, you know, like he went to the club and my man fucking manages that club. Gave him Chill Cosby. He heard it. Next day, he hit us up like, yo, dope. We made it happen. You know, he came to the stool. He vibed. It was a blessing. It was an honor to work with him. It was an honor, you know. He got all my Thanks Joey production. And it's like this. It's like Southern drums, but like New York swing with like a Brazilian sample. Like it's crazy. It's a crazy song. And it's like the new album. And like the new album is you know, it's really dope. Chill Cosby was like my non-intimidating, laid back, you know, hippie, pacifist type rap, you know, just, you know, more green, more passive and shit. And like the new stuff is like, it's called Brutus because it's like I'm dethroning, you know, I'm coming in the game and I'm just, the goal is to dethrone everybody. It's like, I'm the new guy. I'm going to do this, you know, my own way, like how I want to. And, you know, some people love it, some people hate it, but, you know, it is what it is. It's me, and I'm excited. He killed that verse, you know, he made me think twice. I'm like, damn. But that's, you know, it was a blessing. It was definitely a blessing.
Yeah, I remember hearing Talib for the first time. I don't even remember what year it was. I know that when I heard him, I was like, wow, this guy is going to be something huge in the future, man. And he did his thing. He ended up doing his thing, man. But I've been a fan of Talib for a long time. Definitely.
Who is it? Like, that's a good question. Like, nobody can say, oh, no, I don't like Talib, you know? Like, there's just certain artists that do it like that, you know? There's just nobody hates Talib. Nobody hates Mos Def. You can't.
Yeah.
You know?
Because they make music that makes you think. Some artists just make dumb music. They make club records, and you just go in there and
that's their lane.
You know,
that's their lane. That's what I realized. You know, I'm a hip hop fan. I'm a purist. You know, I'm an asshole. I like good shit. But my whole problem was I've always, you know, growing up, I was more, I was kind of negative towards certain things. I wasn't open-minded because I didn't understand that there's a lane for everything. You know, that you need the stupid stuff. You need your walkers. You know, walkers great when I'm about to, you know, like,
absolutely.
Before I get a fight or before I go to the club, you know, I'm like, hell yeah. I'm not going to, you know, the music is about moods. It's about finding something that suits every time of your day. And, you know, that's what's good about. People need different stuff.
Yeah.
You'll like some shit, you like shit.
Exactly, and the kids, they love the rebellious music because their parents, they go home, they hear it from their parents. You got to go to school, you got to do this, you got to do that, and the music is kind of a release for them, you know, to make you know to get a little crazy, you know, from their parents telling them, and you know what I mean. So it's you
it's
know kids they
like
the
that.
Yeah. They
it's always
they,
gonna
the,
be like that.
Exactly. Exactly. So, you know, we...
He's like the new
absolutely.
Punk rock. Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. You're absolutely right. Most definitely. So, as far as in the future, like, I know you worked with Taleb, you worked with Action Bronson. Any other artists you want to do some collabs with?
I'm down to mind fuck people, you know what I'm saying? I want to, like, do tracks with people and take them out of their element, you know what I'm saying, so to say. I want to, like, man, I'm dying to work with Cam, you know, I'm dying to work with Cameron. We actually talked about this yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he's just too dope, man. You know, the whole sound that they had their wave, you know, like, it was awesome. You know, I love him, like, I mean, ultimately, I would love to work with Jay, but I need to pay more dues until I do that, you know, like, a little ladder. I got to climb a few more steps before I get into a song with Jigga. I don't know, man. It's a bunch of people, man. Q-Tip, you know, I love to work with Q-Tip. I would love to work Kanye, too, you know, like, that's the dream goal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wycliffe just dropped a new tape. It's a crack. I love it, you know. Like, I love
Kanye
the older
West seems like.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hold on. I was just saying, I want to bring back, like, the old, you know, like Busy Bone, you know, like, I don't know, like, Black Rob, you know, like, bring back these old school people and just throw them on some, like, dope-ass beats, you know, and some shit like that, man. I don't know. It's people I look up to, you know. I'm down for collaboration. I'm always down, you know, you put me in a studio with anybody, and we'll make something. Make something dope, you know. We'll definitely make something dope. And
okay.
That's what it is, man, you know. I'm
okay.
Open. I'm definitely open.
Okay. I heard you mention you hippie. What exactly is a hippie in your opinion?
Well, see that's like a term I think that gets misconstrued a lot, you know, like people have the certain, you know, perception of hippies that's like the old school, you know, like, oh, I got peace and love, just do drugs, you know, fuck everything. And, you know, that's cool. That's one of the sides, you know, that's a carefree side. I'm down for that. But it's more so like the idea of just being free, man, and spontaneous and living on the edge and being open to trying new things, you know, like, you know, we're the new hippies, you know, in the 60s. Everybody, you know, in 66, 67, they were, like you were saying, they were rebelling. You know, they were standing up for something. They were trying to say something. They were going out of their way. There's so many things going on in the world that people are stepping out and like, no, you know, I'm gonna talk about this. This is taboo, but this was happening, you know. And I think that's how we need to come at the music again. You know, more people being individuals as opposed to just being, you know, faces in the crowd, dog. Like, hip-hop is changing. Hip-hop's not what it was in the 90s, you know? Like, 90s was the glory, you know? It's like, I couldn't have made it in the 90s, in 1993. You know, people would have judged me. They would be like, who is this guy? You know, like, he's not rap. You know, because rap was, you know, you're from the hood, you know? Five boroughs.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah,
you're
that's
doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I think, like, a lot of people were more open to things. I mean, look, you know, the best rapper of all time is white, you know, like, now people are taking off different people. Bronson is Albanian, you know, 400 pounds, like, red beard, killing the game, you know, like, doesn't matter what you look like anymore. And that's what we need. We need more individuals.
Exactly, it's true. Only thing that matters is if you make good music, and that's what it is. You know, if the music sounds good and we can get into it, then who cares what you look like?
Absolutely, man. It's just music, bro. Look at Prince. Prince is the biggest OG of all time.
Yeah. Yo, we're running out of time, man, but I want to get into some of your music before we get out. This joint, I want to play this song, Fifi. So maybe you can introduce it to the people and then, you know, tell the people where they can find you, like on your Twitter and stuff like that.
Sounds good. Once again, I appreciate you having me on, man. It's a good time. I'll definitely keep you posted with some new jams.
Absolutely.
My name is Nico Iz. Make sure you follow me on Twitter, Nico High. Download all of my music for free at www.nicoizmusic.com. Follow my producer, Thanks Joey, New South. This record is Fifi. It's off my album, Chill Cosby. It's about a little dog. And it's produced by Ryan Tyler.
Hey,
send me out.
I'm vibing though. Think about a lot of stuff, right? Could stop.
Have you ever made love to a stranger before? Danger, danger. Will I remain being ignored? Does the mainstream go to war? Play the game, change the score. I'm with Elaine and I'm a new man. Now where's Kramer and George? Got a Russian lawyer called Boris. Get me off the hook like a tourist. And his brother's name is Igor. He's a bodyguard, he enforces. Take care of the warrants. Duct tape the informants. Leave him hot tied by the door. And then stack him up with the corpses. Of course I'm being morbid. I just want to live in Florence and eat swordfish. Mix some champagne with my orange. Put my life in the CD. What I say, I mean like Edie. Getting blazed in eating kiwi. With that bitch that got big kitty. Ghetto chick, I Carla Didi. Black hippie like TDE. Got a poodle, she called Pee-Pee. I go cuckoo when she go Bebe. On my penny loafers. Bitch, you better pay your friend, you little bitch. That's all gonna be the reason we don't date again. Word is born, I don't get down like that. Uh-uh. Now pull the fast one on me. I don't get down like that. White wine with some penne a la vodka. The other option is cocaine and lobster. But instead of being like a mobster, I'm feeling like a rasta. Burning out of a chalice in my meditation palace. Fuzzy hair, scuffy beard. $50 underwear. Marijuana gummy bear. Love and hate, I suffocate. Screaming out, what is air? My mind and my body are on the double deck. Copious amounts of Mary Jane. If I do not smoke weed, then life will just seem very plain.
New South, what's good?
I go by the name of Nico Iz. And I am accompanied by Mr. Action Bronson. And tonight we are going to be the leaders of the night. We're going to be vibing. We're going to be smoking a lot of weed. This is Chill Cosby. Spike my hot chocolate with Kahlua at the ski lodge. And smoke three logs with G.I.s from Riyadh. Hustling up, cover it up, just like a hijab. I'm bubbling up with a slut who just loves to eavesdrop. Hit Buenos Aires for skirt stay. Every second's a perp break. I open the legs of a mermaid. And that pussy's my birthplace. Bowhead in that Mercedes. From a bird brain in the third lane. On the beach, cause it is a short day. Hippie shit, I surf waves. Serve me an ace, I'm on that Steffi Graf. Andre Agassi gon' fight me when I check that ass. More like Gorga, turkey sandwich with smoked water. Getting medical work done in Cuba. Underwater weed like scuba. Smell beef in the air, screaming my air. I air it out like a season premiere. My two dudes to see a guru like DJ Premier. It's me on the mare. Smoking big joints with Action Bronson. I'm too sick for this shit like Magic.
All right, people. SpateRadio.com. I want to thank Nico Iz for checking us out. We just played two of his joints, Steffi Graf and Fifi, two dope songs. Make sure you follow him. It's Nico on Twitter, which is Nico High. He has a new album coming out called Brutus. You make sure you check that out when it comes. And I definitely appreciate him calling in and checking us out, man. His music is definitely dope. Wish him luck with everything. And keep checking us out, spaderadio.com. We out of here. Peace.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.